This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
There's only one. There's only one pod in the Motor City that's keeping you up to date on everything Detroit sports. This is the Daily Ticket with your host, Jeff Rieger.
Hey, everybody. What's going on? Jeff Rieger. Another episode of The Daily Ticket. It's for a hump day. It's the 8th. It's May. It's 2024. How the hell are you? Hope you're having a great day. By the way, I did mention the pickleball yesterday. It's a great sport. That is a great sport. Now, it's a little confusing when you play with a partner. The whole scoring system is very bizarre. But I want to all get together to play some pickleball. Let's rent out the court. Champion gets some cash. We each put in 20 bucks. What do you say? Let's have a pickleball championship or poker, one of the two. But the pickleball is very fun. I also see why a lot of older people like myself enjoy doing it, because you're not getting spiked. There's all kinds of rules that allow you to be able to hit the ball. You got to let the ball bounce in the kitchen before you go in the kitchen. If you're a pickleballer, you understand what that terminology is. The kitchen, like right by the net. It's a great sport. I understand why it's sweeping the nation. I really do. Anyway, the opposite of great is the Tigers' offense. Like we talked about it yesterday. Scott Harris doing absolutely nothing in the offseason. These Tiger bats absolutely stinking. They sent down Parker Meadows. They brought some like lifelong minor leaguer up. Like, who cares, right? For a system that I was told has a lot of prospects, you sure don't get to see one of them. I hate this team. I'm beginning to hate this team. Do you realize, I want to give this to you. In the last 6 days, and I'm recording this podcast at 3:49 on a Tuesday. So I don't know the outcome of Tuesday's Guardians-Tigers game just yet, but I'm pretty sure it's going to go like the others have gone. Last 6 days, Jack Flaherty against the Cardinals, first game of a doubleheader. 6 2/3, 14 strikeout baseball, did not give up a run. Tigers lost the game 2-1. Reese Olson, Friday night in the Bronx, 5 innings, no runs. 5 strikeouts, 2 walks. Tigers lost the game 2-1. Like, are you seeing a theme here? Tarek Skubal on Sunday, career high 12 strikeouts, played the Yankees 6 innings, gave up 2 runs. Tigers lost 5-3. And then on Monday at Progressive Field, Jack Flaherty again, 6 innings, 2 runs, 6 strikeouts, 1 walk. Tigers lost 2-1. That's just in the last 6 freaking days. The Tigers have lost 3 2-1 ball games. Can you imagine what this team would do if they just had a modicum of hitting? Like, just a little better hitting, that's all. But instead, you got 8, 7, 6 dudes. Literally, can't hit. 500 OPS. Colt Keith has an OPS in the 400s. I think it was 399 last time we talked. I could be wrong. They sent down Parker Meadows. It's a train wreck. Javier Baez stinks. Spencer Torkelson. I finally figured out who Spencer Torkelson reminds me of. Riley Sheahan. Remember Riley Sheahan, the Red Wing? The last year at Joe Louis Arena, Riley Sheahan went the entire season without scoring a goal, with the exception of the very last game where he scored 2 against the Devils in the last ever game at Joe Louis Arena. There was a Twitter account. It was labeled, "Did Riley Sheahan score?" And every day the Twitter account would just post, "No." That's Spencer Torkelson with home runs. Dude has over 150 at-bats, something like that. Not a single dong. Not a single one. Like, really? Torque is Sheahan. Sheahan is Torque. God, this team pisses me off. So let's move on. Let's change topics. Because a team that does not piss us off, not anymore, used to a ton, is, of course, the Detroit Lions. And I wanted to dive into something that I find super interesting. I was asked this question the other day, and I'm curious what you think the answer is, because I'm going to give you the question and what I think the answer is. So go back a couple weeks when the draft was here. Wednesday before the draft, Penei Sewell, Amon-Ra St. Brown get contract extensions. Every Lions fan figured Goff is next. Icing on the cake. Make a splash before the first round of the NFL draft in Detroit. I think everybody was convinced that Goff was going to get extended. But then something weird happened, because before the ink was even dry on St. Brown and Sewell's contract, Adam Schefter, we did a podcast on this, tweeted out that no deal with Goff is imminent. Which, by the way, makes it sound like a deal is not even going to happen. He said the two sides have talked, but no deal is imminent. We haven't heard a whole lot of anything from either side, whether it be Brad Holmes, whether it be Jared Goff, whether it be their representation, like nobody knows anything. So I was doing a radio show, this is probably about a week ago, and I've just gotten around to talking about it. I was asked this great question, a great question. I want to ask it to you. Who needs who more? Jared Goff, does he need the Lions more, or do the Lions need Goff more? What's the answer? What's the first thing that pops in your head? I'll answer first, since you're not in the room with me, but I hope you'll answer on the comment section. When I hear this question, when I was asked this question, the first thing I thought was, Goff needs the Lions more. Without a doubt, Goff needs the Lions more. Brad Holmes has done a hell of a job building something not just sustainable here in Detroit, but really impressive. In just 3 years, if you want to focus on the offensive side of the ball, look at that offensive line that protects Goff. Look at that offensive coordinator that doesn't leave this place for some reason, Ben Johnson. Jared Goff has had St. Brown, who's an all-pro receiver. He had Josh Reynolds, who made some really big catches for him. I know Reynolds is no longer here, and of course, got a case of the dropsies towards the end of the season. Jared Goff has Jameson Williams, who seems like he's going to have a breakout season. Jared Goff has two really good running backs in David Montgomery. Jared Goff has a great tight end in Sam Laporta. Like, Jared Goff has a fantastic offense. I do think that any quarterback, okay, maybe not any, but most quarterbacks could come to this situation and have the success that Jared Goff has had. So when I asked the question to you, when the question was asked to me, who needs who more, I automatically said Jared Goff needs the Lions more. Because where else is he going to go where he's going to get to play with all these players? It's almost like the Chris Osgood effect. Remember the former goalie for the Red Wings? Ozzie got crapped on because he played with Sergei and Stevie and Nick. And everybody always said, well, Ozzie's not that good. I mean, hell, he got waived at one point. And then you saw Ozzie in the postseason and you realized he is that good. Only one of, what, 11 netminders with 400 wins or more. He should be in the Hall of Fame. And if you look at his playoff stats, the goals against, the save percentage, Chris Osgood was fantastic. He won you a cup in 2008. Almost did it again in 2009. But 2008, he took over for Dominic Hasek, who everybody was in love with. Babcock had to make the move, remember? After game two against the Nashville Preds in the first round. My point is Jared Goff Chris Osgood? Does he not get enough credit because he plays with such good players? He plays with a great line. He plays with an all-pro receiver. He plays with a great running game. And he plays with a great tight end. And he plays and he works side-by-side with a great offensive mind in Ben Johnson.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So when you ask the question, who needs who more, you automatically think Goff needs the Lions, but maybe it's the other way around. Maybe the Lions need Goff. Because Goff has taken you to places you never thought you would go. Goff has won you a playoff game. Then he won you another playoff game. Goff ran a top five offense. Goff, for 6-7 weeks of the football season, was a legit MVP candidate. Goff, according to Pro Football Focus, for the first 8 weeks of the football season, was ranked the best quarterback in the National Football League. So for all the great players that Jared Goff gets to play with, he's elevated those players, and he's done a great job, and he's ran an offense that usually scored at least 30 a game, with the exception of, like, the Bears game on the road, right? So maybe you say the Lions need Jared Goff more. Who needs who more? I thought it was such an interesting question because immediately I say Jared Goff needs Detroit more, but maybe Detroit needs Goff more. Or maybe, and we've not even acknowledged this, we've not even thought about this, but I'm going to throw it out there. Maybe Brad Holmes has zero inclination of re-signing Jared Goff. And I know what you're going to say. You're yelling at your computer screen right now, or you're yelling at your earbuds right now, listening or watching. You're going to say, but, Brad Holmes helped draft Jared Goff in L.A. He made sure Les Snead drafted him. You're right about that. Brad Holmes traded for Jared Goff, got 2 first-round picks when he dealt Matt Stafford to Los Angeles. You're right about that. But Brad Holmes also drafted Hendon Hooker. Does Brad Holmes seem like a guy to you that's legitimately going to waste the draft pick? Does Holmes seem like a guy to you that is taking a guy in the third round to be a backup quarterback? I don't think so. Now, you can say, but what about Giovanni Manu? The dude he took in the fourth round this year, he's 6'8", he's 352 pounds. That's a project. He traded a third round pick to take him in the fourth round. Yeah, because your offensive line at some point is going to fall apart and you need backups. And obviously he sees something in this kid. But as far as Hendon Hooker is concerned, you took him in the third round. He was a really good college quarterback. He was in the running for the Heisman. Then he got injured. And now we will see what Hooker has. Is there a chance, and I'm asking, is there a chance that Brad Holmes has no desire at all to give Jared Goff big money? He's under contract for this year. By all accounts, he's going to show up to OTAs. So it's not like there's bad blood. I know people speculate if he doesn't have a deal in place, he's going to hold out. Maybe, but the Lions can also franchise him next year as well. You got Goff for 2 years if you need Goff for 2 years. By that point, he's going to be 29, 30 years old. Do you really want to extend him? Brad Holmes has been amazing in identifying players in the draft and having that player do wonders in the NFL. Is Hooker that next guy? Everybody says the same thing about Goff. Biggest knock. He can't move. He's too slow. Hendon Hooker's not. Hendon Hooker's got mobility. I'm so curious how this goes because it's been radio silence. Radio silence. I thought this deal would be done by now. I thought Jared Goff would be the franchise quarterback. I thought there'd be statues built of Goff. Hell, fans have chanted his name everywhere you go in Detroit. You go to the deli, you hear Jared Goff. You go to Meijer, Jared Goff. Go to your kid's volleyball game, Jared Goff. But there's no deal done. And there's no deal imminent, according to Adam Schefter. So who needs who more? Does Goff need the Lions more? And that's where I'm going. Goff does need the Lions more because he's going to be hard-pressed to walk into a situation like this on any other team. He doesn't have mobility. That's true. And as good as he's been, and he's been awesome, and Detroit will always hold a special place in their heart for Jared Goff, I think the majority of Detroiters understand that Goff needs the Lions more than the Lions need Goff. Or maybe you're on the other side of the coin. Maybe you say it's flat out disrespectful to even ask this question. Maybe you think, are you crazy? Look what Goff has given you. You're going to say that he needs Detroit more? No, we need him more. I'm curious, where are you on this question? Who needs who more? Goff need the Lions more, the Lions need Goff more. And what do you think about the possibility that Goff isn't going to be extended? That he's going to be allowed to walk out the door next year or the year after that, and Hendon Hooker is going to be your quarterback. Brad Holmes does not seem like a guy that's taking a pick to just take a pick. Is he a project? Sure. But he was also injured. No, he's not. Do you think Brad Holmes has every belief that Hooker's going to be his quarterback? Think about how much money that would save you. Instead of paying Goff $45, $47, $50 million a season, whatever the contract would come out to be, Hooker's on a rookie deal. And then you can renegotiate with him. There's no fifth-year option, but who cares? You can get him for a lot cheaper. And for a team that has a lot of guys that they're going to want to re-sign, whether it's a Lee McNeil or Aiden Hutchinson, it might be beneficial to have a cheaper quarterback that can do just the same, hopefully, of what Goff was able to do. Because, again, flowchart goes back to the original question. Goff is playing a pretty good situation, and Hooker would be playing in a pretty good situation, too. So what do you think? Who needs who more? And do you think the delay in the negotiations means that there's not going to be a contract extension? I mean, the Lions have really never come out and said, like, hey, yeah, we're talking to his representation. Now, Goff said the other day, yeah, I'm just going to let my people do their thing. I'm curious. What do you think? Let me know. In the meantime, let's hit up some comments and let's move on with our day. Yesterday's podcast was bashing Scott Harris, the president of baseball operations for the Detroit Tigers. I think he's done a lousy, lousy, lousy job. Absolutely lousy job, because this offense is absolutely horrendous. Here's what people are saying. Let's check it out. At Keith Rubb, 1476, absolutely right, starting with Chris Illich. If he truly cared about winning, he would have told Scott to go get some real hitters. They are hurting these young guys' confidence without any protection. And why did AJ make a stink about signing a hitter? It seems he doesn't care, just here for a free paycheck. There's no pressure to win here. Now, you're right about that, and it's disgusting. It's 10 years. It's a decade. We deserve better. Now, as far as the Scott Harris-Chris Illich thing, I don't know the dynamic. There's a chance that Scott simply didn't want to go out in free agency and get a veteran bat. Maybe what he says is true. He told us a billion times he wants to get his prospects at bats. He thinks it's invaluable. Major league at bats. So if that's his mindset, he's the president of baseball ops, Chris Illich just goes along with that. So I'm not sticking up for Illich here, but maybe Scott simply didn't want to go out and sign big-time bats, proven bats, veteran bats, so forth and so on. How about this one? At Noah.Conley, the thing that sucks is with Scott's timeline, by the time we're actually contenders in a few years, Scooble and Green will be approaching free agency. Now, you're right about that. And how much of this good pitching are you going to trade away at the deadline because you're not in a race? At Detroit Tony, great show as always, Jeff. Sometimes it's good for our collective mental health to have a rant session to just get it out of our system. I see this more as a cheap ownership problem. Scott Harris is nothing more than a figurehead for ownership. It is possible that ownership is not spending, and the whole Bally Sports thing and revenue are connected. Go as cheap as possible this year until our revenue stream is exactly known. Maybe you're right. And then one more for you. At Jason Millar, 6529, there's no way he cares, talking about Scott Harris. What's worse is that he's wasting great pitching as well. Total disgrace. So that's going to do it for the Daily Ticket. Those are the comments. By the time you watch or listen to this, odds are the Tigers lost another 2-1 game. Bouncy, what do you want? Here's my dog. Look.
There she is.
She's waiting to go on a walk. Got to go pick up my daughter at the bus stop. Anyway, that's going to do it for Daily Ticket. Speaking of dogs, by the way. Oh, there she goes. What? There you go. Come on. There you go. What do you need? Hey, How do you think Scott Harris has done? Bark if the Tigers disgust you. Bark if you watch the Daily Ticket. All right. Thank you. She stopped barking. All right, guys. I got to take care of this dog. It's been a pleasure. Answer the question. Who needs who more? Do the Lions need Goff more? Does Goff need the Lions more? And we'll catch you tomorrow on a Thursday in the Daily Ticket. Have a great day, everybody. See ya.